Hey, what's up, everyone? What's up, Spaceship Earth? Thank you for tuning in. First, want to give a shout out. Everyone, check out our website and also subscribe. We'll be putting up a lot more videos. It's quantumcollective.world or quantumwellnessalchemy.com. We have some amazing supplements that help with this, the Jim Jones juice, and lots of other good things for healing, also food. So check us out, quantumwellnessalchemy.com. Now we're going to go into a topic tonight that I've been dying to put out for a very long time. And I'm going to take it back to 2010 when I first had my awakening. And I was introduced to the spiritual community. And throughout the last 15 years, I've seen this repetitive pattern, and not just with the spiritual community, but also with just people in general. A lot of people look for a savior, right? And tonight I'm talking about Donald Trump. First, when I woke up, it was like Obama. I heard about Obama in the spiritual community. Obama's gonna, do disclosure, and Obama's gonna do Nazara and Jazara, and Obama's gonna do this. And I was like, man, Obama, get Obama, right? We all know what Obama's into. First week, Obama in office put in 23 cronies from New York Stock Exchange into the White House. I mean, he literally put brokers in the White House. I mean, come on, we know the whole history of Obama. But the spiritual community was like, oh, he's doing disclosure, he's going to do this. And then it was Trump, and it's been repeating like that for a very long time. And I just want to say this. First of all, I did vote for Trump. I was there. I actually had hope, and I was like, man, maybe this guy will actually turn things around. But as you awaken and as you start going through this process, you always learn more and more and more, right? That's what we want to do. We want to keep educating ourselves and learning and learning. So I'm always diving deeper, diving deeper. Well, when it comes to Trump and what I really learned about it and what solidified it for me was this. When Trump endorsed Operation Warp Speed, when Trump endorsed this, and now 5 billion people got one of these, that's when I knew he was totally one of them. One of them meaning the Illuminati, Bilderberg, who's controlled and run by the NAA, the Negative Alien Agenda, which we'll get into in a minute. And Alex Jones and Mike Adams, I love you guys, and they still talk about Trump and he may come back and this and that. Forget Trump. He still supports to this day talking about this. So I've done a lot of research. I had a radio show for a while, done a lot of research. And I just want to share my screen with you tonight to just show you a few things that I found out about Trump. And this goes back, like he's a Jesuit. If you don't know what a Jesuit is, Jesuit, the secret society. It goes back like 1,000 years, it goes back a very, very long time ago. So let me just share my screen. I just want to point out a few things here so people can also understand and see what I'm talking about. I'm a visual learner, so I always like to see, stuff. So first I went to the World Economic Forum website, right? And I wanted to show you here. I searched Ivanka Trump because she used to have a profile on here, but now I searched for her and it's all gone and just says Ivanka Trump. Now, your daughter actually went to the World Economic Forum and not just to speak, but actually went through the program. You're probably part of the World Economic Forum. And we all know the WEF is definitely who we don't want creating the new world government, right? That is not the good guys. Well, his daughter went to that. She did have a whole profile. Now it's erased, and now you just see this. So this is the article I'm talking about, which was like, okay, now it's time to talk about Trump. Trump unveils plan to dismantle the deep state. If you believe this, then they got one pulled over on you. And like, I get it. Listen, we all want someone to come in and actually beat the good guys and like get those white hats. But I'm a realist. And reality is, if he supported the demolition of humanity through the bioweapon that was out there and still continues to this day, and he still says, oh, I helped hundreds of millions of lives and all this other stuff. He's part of the problem. He is part of them. There is no one on center stage right now because this is a show that is not part of the NAA. That's not part of the Bilderbergs. That's not part of them. He is a Jesuit. His family's Jesuits. The Jesuit is a secret society. And I'm going to show you here, even on the own Jesuit Society website, a little bit more about it and who he is. So here's his 10-point plan that would aim to fire rogue bureaucrats. Every facet of government needs to be fired. He's not going to go in and fire everybody because honestly, there's not many people left to take those jobs. You're talking about hundreds of hundred thousands of people in federal positions. judges and district attorneys and all the different facets of government. You'd have to get rid of all of them because they've all been corrupted, as we all know. So this talks about his 10-point plan that he's now going to do, part of his Agenda 47 proposals. People, listen, like, coming from the love of my heart, don't give your power away to someone to come in and save us. The power comes from within. The people need to come together to unite. There's not going to be a one-man savior that comes in. And even like 6 years ago, I was like, oh, maybe he can come in and he'll fight, you know, and he'll win, and da-da-da, and use the word love. I love you. I love you guys. He's an actor, just like his TV show. So now let's jump to Donald Trump's Jesuit education. Great article talking about the Catholic colleges and universities and the Jesuits. So this goes on to say that, you know, that Trump was a Jesuit. He attended the school in this year and blah, 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 blah. Donald Trump was educated at Jesuits too. He attended Fordham University in 1964, 1966. Blah, 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 blah. And now we're going to jump to who also went to a Jesuit society. Oh, Cuomo, Fauci, and Trump. And now this is on the World Union of Jesuit Alumni. So literally, Fauci, Trump, Cuomo, right? These people who we know are bad and evil. Trump is also alumni. This article talks about how these three men who are all alumni of the Jesuit Society are all looking at the pandemic differently. Okay? Okay? No one goes to these colleges and universities unless they're in it. Okay? I'm going to show you even more. Check this out. Here is the International Institute of Social History, the Jesuits. Going back to the Jesuits, were formed in 1118, very, very, very old. It's like the Freemasons. And as you can read in here, the Jesuits were systematically strove for world domination. Okay? Trump is part of this. He is part of the secret societies. He is part of the plan. You have to look at it like this. There's all different factions of the evil forces. There's not just one. You have like the Illuminati, you have the Freemasons, you have Skull and Bones, you have all these different societies. They're not all together. There's actually huge factions that are fighting each other. Hence why you have Putin in Russia fighting with other nations like America and, you know, Europe and many other nations. These are two different factions, totally different, okay, fighting for power. They're both bad. They're all bad. Trump is bad. Let me show you some more. If you just go into, I use Brave or, you know, DuckDuckGo, whatever, and you search the Jesuit Orders, a secret site found in 1118 by members of the Knights Templar, who we also know are corrupt and not good people. Of course, here you say Jesuit conspiracy theories. Oh, of course, everything you question is a conspiracy theory, right? So this goes on to say the world's most dangerous societies, right here. You can even buy a thing on Amazon talks about it. You have the Freemasons, the Illuminati, the Skull and Bones, the Bilderberg, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, and the Secret Society of the Jesuits, the Committee of 300, the Knights Templar, and many more. Okay, so these are the factions that are battling right now. There's not one world government. There are some people of different factions that are part of the one world, but then there's other factions like China and Russia that are different factions of these negative ETs, these negative aliens that are actually controlling the humans, which Alex Jones and Mike Adams and people like me and many others have talked about. Those are the real controllers, the reptilians, the grays. Those are the real controllers controlling and pulling the strings of humanity. These demonic people that you know do what and drink the you know what and, you know, love to get people this. These are all people that are against humanity. Stop looking outside yourself for a savior. If this guy starts to run again, and it looks like he is, or even DeSantis, who was just endorsed by George Soros, right? And we're here in Florida. Those are the signs. All these people are bad. It's the people that have to rise up. I'm talking to you watching this video. You have to do something. Even if it's sharing this video, subscribe to the channel, do whatever you can. You know, clear the fog in your head. We have actually some amazing supplements like the Blue, everyone knows out there I'm talking about. Read our testimonials, quantumwellnessalchemy.com. But get serious because these next few years are going to be, it's on right now. We have to take care of our health, take care of our mind, take care of our soul. I love you all. Thank you for listening. And again, Trump, with all the love of my heart, forget him. He's one of them. I hope this was enough. I hope I shared some information. But as always, do your own homework, research yourself, and do what you can to educate yourself, because a lot of this stuff keeps disappearing on Google and DuckDuckGo and everything else. So screenshot, save this information, share it with whoever you can. But think as a realist, common sense. Anyone that's in the big screen right now is most likely one of them, including the Trumpster. So with all the love of my heart, I got to say once again, Trump, forget him. Alex Jones, Mike Adams, I love you guys. Enough. Enough. He's not going to come back and he's not doing anything. He actually pushed the major agenda, which is depopulation, for this. He is not good. He is not good. And forget the Q thing. I'm going to do a video very soon on Q. Don't worry. I'll be right back. All right. Love y'all. Jonah Bolt out. Blessings.